And Shrimp is from Texas Tech University.
Hi. Good morning. Today, my topic for presentation is evaluating the influence of weather on yield and profitability of cotton under deficit irrigation conditions. My co-authors are Dr. Stephen Moss and Dr. Chengang Wang. Actually, this study has two objectives. The first is to estimate cotton yield with different irrigation strategies under limited availability of irrigation water. And the second one is to evaluate the influence of the prevailing weather conditions on the yield and yield variability. Actually, I tried to simulate the cotton yield using the cotton growth model, Cotton 2K. It's a mechanistic model developed by Dr. Avishalam Marani. And I validated the model using the data from the paper by Dr. Vanjura. And this paper describes the yield response of cotton to different amounts of irrigation water for different years from 1988 to 1999. So I collected weather data and soil parameters and tried to estimate the yield using the Cotton 2K model. And you can, from this graph, you can see that it agrees pretty well to the observed values, other than for some values in the middle where the observed values were much lower than what we expect in field condition. So after calibrating this model for this locality, we tried to test the hypothesis that with limited available irrigation water, there might be an optimum time to apply the irrigation water to maximize the overall yield. So the irrigation treatments were based on the three growth phases of cotton. The first one is the vegetative phase, which is from planting to flowering. And the second one is the flowering phase, which is from appearance of first flower to start of boll filling. And then the boll filling phase, which is from boll filling to maturity. We tried 34 different treatments. These were like the combinations of the percentage of water you apply during each of these crop stages. Like, for example, in treatment 2, you will apply all the water during the vegetative phase. And in treatment 3, all the water in the flowering phase, and so on and so forth. This graph shows the predicted yield for a normal year. We tried this for 2 years, one with a normal rainfall and one was a dry year. For a normal year, you can see that almost all the treatments did fairly well. But some treatments like 3, 10, 14, 15, 19, 20, they did considerably better than the other years. This shows the yield results for a dry year. And you can see that most of the treatments did bad during the dry year, but still the treatments which did well in the normal year, like 3, 10, 11, 15, 16, 19, they did well also in a dry year. So to summarize the results, in a normal year, if you have high amount of irrigation water, like 16 inches of irrigation water available, the treatments 33, 14, 10, and 15 did well with yield ranging from 1600 to 1700, lind yield ranging from 1600 to 1700 kilogram per hectare. And if only 6 inches of irrigation water was available, the treatments 3, 34, 19, 14, they did well with yield ranging from 1100 to 1200 kilogram per hectare. For a dry year, the similar treatments did well, but the yield range was comparatively less. When 16 inches of irrigation water was available, the yield range was from almost 1400 to 1600 kilogram per hectare. And when only 6 inches of irrigation water was available, it was from 700 to 900 kilogram per hectare. So to conclude, we can say that for a normal rainfall year, if only 16 inches of irrigation water is available, you can apply 65% during the flowering phase and 25% during the vegetative phase and 15% during the boll filling phase. And if only 6 inches of irrigation water is available, you can apply 85% during the flowering phase and the rest equally during vegetative and boll filling phase. For a dry year, it's slightly different. if 16 inches of irrigation water is available, can apply 70% during the flowering phase and the remaining 30% equally during vegetative and ball filling phase. If 6 inches of irrigation water is available, then you can apply 85% during flowering phase and 7.5 each on vegetative and ball filling phase. But one problem with this approach was how to account for the stochastic weather, because a farmer will not be able to decide the coming year will be a dry year or a normal year. So to tide over this, we simulated the weather data for the Texas, the Lubbock, Texas location for 30 years and used the cotton 2K model to simulate yield during all these 30 years for the 22 treatments with four different available irrigation water, available amounts of irrigation water. Another advantage of this approach is you can also analyze the variation in the yield. So we tried only the first 22 treatments because the other 12 treatments were very close to some of the treatments in these 22 treatments, because during most of the years the duration of these growth phases were almost same. So these are the results for the simulations. So when only 6 inches of irrigation water is available, the treatments 3, 10, 14, 15, and 19, 20, they did fairly well with yield ranging from 700 to 900 kilogram per hectare. And when 8 inches of irrigation water was available, the treatments 3, 10, 14, 15, 19, 20, the same treatments, they did well, but the yield range was from 800 to 1100 kilogram per hectare. When 12 inches of irrigation water was available, the same treatments, they did well, but the yield range was from around 1000 to 1300 kilogram per hectare. When 16 inches of irrigation water was available, the similar treatments 3, 14, 15, and 19, 20, they did really well with yield ranging from 1200 to 1500 kilogram per hectare. If you combine all the results with all four different available irrigation water and all the 22 treatments, you can observe that the treatments which did well did that consistently across all the available irrigation water regimes. To conclude, we can say that the treatments 3, that is applying all the water during the flowering phase, and treatment 10, that is 40-60-0, 14, 15, 19, and 20 were the best across. So if we add this and take an average, you can come up with a conclusion that the application of applying around 75% of water during the flowering phase and the remaining 25% equally during the vegetative phase and ball filling phase will be better to get a good yield. Another important thing is the variability in the yield. So in this graph, in y-axis, I have shown the standard deviation of the 30 different yield I simulated, and these were the treatments. And this red line shows the standard deviation for a dryland cotton simulated for these 30 years. So we can see that other than increasing the yield, there is considerable reduction in variability because of irrigation. So it reassures the role of irrigation as a risk-reducing input. And this is of more importance because the reduction in variability is pronounced even in absolute magnitude. Even though the amount is increasing, the variability is decreasing. This shows the This graph, I have connected the tips of the histograms for the dryland cotton and three treatments which did really well. And from this, this is a histogram for the dryland cotton. From this, we can see that for the treatments which did well, not even the mean shifted towards the right, that is a yield increase. You can see that the variability also decreased considerably. This was like a preliminary kind of work. I want to use this for some future kind of work to develop an economic model for forecasting price with a regression component using rainfall and one random component, so that I can go for a profit maximization strategy rather than yield maximization strategy. The second one is this 25 years are much less if you really want to analyze the risks. So I want to go for like 400, 500 years simulated data to analyze and use some risk programming technique to analyze the influence of different treatments on the risk. And another problem with the Cotton 2K model was there is a bug so that we cannot run that in a batch mode. I'll have to run each simulation one by one. So I'm trying to develop an economic, linking this Cotton 2K to an economic optimization model. So rather than checking this discrete treatments like 10, 20, 40, I can try a continuous different levels of treatments and arrive at which one will be, how I can effectively partition the irrigation during the growth seasons. Thank you.
Any questions for Shem?
I think all your treatments were fixed.
Yeah.
Treatments, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually I calibrated the model with an average soil moisture content. The initial soil moisture content of the start of the simulation, it depend on the soil actually the rainfall for the previous year.
Yeah, that's not what I mean. What I mean is that you decide your irrigation based, as the model is running based on certain parameters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. No, I didn't get your question exactly.
Well, like a farmer, usually he would irrigate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wouldn't decide, I'm going to irrigate then and then and then when he starts his crop.
Mm-hmm.
He would irrigate based on how dry he thinks his field is.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could model that, and such an adaptive approach could be better than any of your fixed approaches if you have to write.
Yeah, actually. In this model, what we tried is to initiate irrigation. If it didn't rain for the previous 4 days, then only we'll go on with the irrigation. Yeah. We tried that actually in the model when we are creating the irrigation files. We first run it as a blank model with like equal splits. Then we'll derive the data from the weather files to see that if an irrigation event occurred, then we change that to account for the irrigation amounts. So the results is based on like, we apply, even though we...
In
that result, I included that the irrigation is initiated only when there is no rainfall. Actually, suppose that there is like 60 days during the first growth stage, and we looked at all these for 1 year. We looked at the rainfall, the simulated rainfall for that particular period, and we initiated irrigation only when it didn't rain. So, like we'll take like 5 day period, and if it didn't rain, we'll just go on with the irrigation. Otherwise, we'll shift that irrigation to the next one so that the next level there will be more irrigation water available.
Wow.
Okay. Thank you.
David, quick comment. You can get that. Avi will give you the source code.
Actually, Dr. Marani helped me throughout doing this because there was some problems to troubleshoot that. Actually, he gave me the source code.
Okay.
Yeah, it's posted online. You can.
When you say you're using 70 to 75% during flowering and rest, either vegetative or
mm-hmm.
In cotton is an indeterministic plant, and mm-hmm. starts flowering, it's a boll filling period.
Mm-hmm.
How do you differentiate flowering and boll filling separately? What is your flowering period from what time to what time versus boll filling? That's what I'm saying.
No, I considered like from flowering to ball filling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once a cotton flowers, that's starting from that point, it's a ball filling. Cotton flowers and it's indeterministic, continue to flower.
Mm-hmm.
How do you differentiate flowering and ball filling? Have you been to cotton field? Yes, I have been.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but even though the cotton is like an indeterministic crop, like growers grow that like a deterministic crop, isn't it?
Yeah, fruiting point flowered yesterday is a bowl, in a bowl filling stage today.
Yeah. I distinguish it like it stopped flowering and it started filling.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
We have time for one more short question.
Uh-huh.
Garrett, you asked me. Can you go first, Garrett, because you were asking for me and I put you off. Good.
Yeah, my question was, why did you use a weather generator rather than using real historical weather data? And then your future plans,
mm-hmm.
you think that if you're going to run 200 years with a weather generator, you're going to get better results by running it for 30 years?
Yep. I use the weather generator because, like, I had historic data for like 70, 80 years, but actually for predicting future, I think weather generator will be better than using the historic data.
One more real quick.
How do you consider that this is dry year and this is not one of the year? Is there any limit for rainfall or irrigation?
Yeah. Actually, in this study, it was based on the available rainfall in our location, Lubbock, Texas. I analyzed the previous 50 years and came up with a mean value. And I selected 1 year with mean value and 1 year with rainfall, like 25% less than the mean value. That's why I selected a normal year and a dry year.
We'll hold off for questions until
okay. Thank you.
Yeah, our last presentation before the break is from Shakil Ahmad. Is he here? Yep. And I apologize in advance because I'm gonna mispronounce this university, but from Bahauddin Zakaria University.
Yeah.